The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, in this program we discuss the various challenges that the youth do face as well as many others, but a little more focused on the youth, for we indeed do lack experience in youth, but we can cover that up with the Islamic guidance that we receive on this program. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And today too, we have a wonderful topic of discussion. But before we get towards our topic, let's first remind ourselves of the benefits that we receive when we recite salawat upon the beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salawat upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon that person. Yes, subhanallah. 10 mercies for one salawat. And now we know we want the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we have the means of attaining that mercy, and that is salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now for today's topic of discussion, we are going to discuss something that is very relative to our lives. We all do know that this world is a test, and this world is a test for the year after. Most definitely, we need to be successful here. We need to work hard here in order to achieve our goal. So today we're going to discuss tests of this world. Yes, tests of this world, as well as this very dunya, this very world being a test, and how we can ensure that we can pass this test as well, inshallah ta'ala. But before we get into today's topic of discussion, let's first listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as we get back we will go further into our topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 Madine jaane walon jao jao fi amanillah. Madine jaane walon jao jao fi amanillah. Kabhi to apna bhi lag jayega bistar Madine mein. Shayda mere nabi ka sab gunguna rahenge nagma mere nabi ka sab gunguna rahenge nagma mere nabi ka har har qadam pe hogi lutf o karam ki barish har har qadam pe hogi lutf o karam ki barish jannat se kam nahi hai rasta mere nabi ka jannat se kam nahi hai rasta mere nabi ka sab gunguna rahe hain nagma mere nabi ka tauba ko ja raha hai shayda mere nabi ka sab gunguna rahe hain nagma mere nabi ka sab gunguna rahe hain nagma mere nabi ka
yu jannati safar ka aagaaz ho raha hai yu jannati safar ka aagaaz ho raha hai
daste karam hai in par rakha mere nabi ka daste karam hai in par rakha mere nabi ka sab gunguna rahe hain nagma mere nabi ka tauba ko ja raha hai shayda mere nabi ka sab gunguna rahe hain nagma mere nabi ka sab gunguna rahe hain
نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری،
سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری،
ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا، ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا،
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
تیبہ
کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں، پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں،
کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا، کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا،
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
تیبہ
کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری، سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری،
ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا، ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا،
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
تیبہ
کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت، حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت،
جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا، جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا،
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
تیبہ
کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا، عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا،
جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا، جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا،
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
تیبہ
کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر، اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر،
لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا، لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا،
سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا،
تیبہ
کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا، سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا۔
Subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every time we listen to his praises, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we feel the strength of our love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increasing even further. Alhamdulillah. May Allah Azza wa Jal take us all to the blessed city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah Azza wa Jal keep us steadfast upon the sunnah of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, back to today's topic of discussion. We are going to discuss the tests of this world. This is a beautiful waqi'ah, a beautiful story of a young man, a young father, who was laying down, resting, whilst his young son, who had just entered school, was laying down and resting next to him. So after Salatul Isha, they got to rest a little bit, and as they were resting, they fell asleep. And a little into the night, the son, this young child who had just entered school not very long ago, he woke up startled. He woke up with a shock. He woke up with a fright. And the father, laying down next to his son, he also got up with a shock that what has happened to my son? Has my son had a frightening dream? Has he heard some terrifying sound? What has happened that has gotten my son so startled, had gotten my son to awaken in this anxious state? So he asked, "Oh son, what has happened? Why is it that you have woken up in this state? Is there anything that has happened to you?" So the son says, "No father, have you heard any sound? No father, are you afraid? Actually father, I'm feeling very anxious. I'm feeling very worried about something. What is it that worried you, oh son?" asked the father. And the son says, "Oh my father, today, during the day in school, our teacher informed us that we are going to have a test tomorrow. And without studying, I had fallen asleep. And now I woke up with this shock, realizing that I have this test that I'm going to write tomorrow. And I have not prepared myself for this test for tomorrow. And now, if I go to school tomorrow, I have to answer to my teacher. If I am not successful in my test, my teacher will not be pleased. If I'm not successful in my test, my teacher will then punish me." The father, listening to this worry of the son, had begun to tear. The son then looked to the father, "Oh my father, why are you so worried about my test? I have the test tomorrow. Why are you crying? I should be the one who is in fear. I should be the one who is worried. Why is it that you are afraid of my test?" So the father says, "Ah, oh my son, you have this test that you are going to take tomorrow. But I have a very much bigger test. You have a test which, if you are unsuccessful in it, your teacher will be displeased. I have a test that if I am unsuccessful in it, my creator will be displeased. You have a test that even if you fail, you can do better the next time. I have a test that if I fail, there is no second chance. You have a test that is a worldly test. I have a test that is a test of the hereafter. Oh my son, if you make mistakes in this test, you might have a second chance. If I make mistakes in my test, there isn't a second chance. Oh my son, my test is the test of this life for the hereafter. Oh my son, when I awaken on the day of judgment, I have to answer questions too. And I have to be successful in that. I'm crying because will I be ready for that test or not? You are so worried about this test in school, within this world. I'm fearful regarding that test of the afterlife." Honorable viewers of Madani Channel, what an important lesson this father had taken from his son's situation, that the son is concerned regarding this short test. Yet the father realized that he is being heedless regarding the test of his entire life. The son is fearful of punishment from the teacher, whilst the father realized, how can I be fearless regarding the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal? The father realized that a few mistakes can be made by the son in one test, whilst he could make lots of mistakes in the test of his life. That this test that the son is to go through has kept him sleepless through the nights. How is it that our test of the hereafter is so much greater, is so much stronger, yet we can sleep well through many nights, yet we can pass days in negligence? Indeed, this is a great lesson for us my honorable viewers of Madani Channel. Indeed, we are to take care of our hearts. Indeed, we are to turn our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of our Creator, and not towards the love of this world, whilst it distracts us from our Creator. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that an era, a time will soon come upon my ummah where they will love five and they will forget five. They will love the world and they will forget the hereafter. They will love wealth, but they will forget accountability. They will love creatures, and they will forget the Creator. They will love sins, and they will forget repentance. And they will love palaces, and they will forget the graveyard. What a great lesson there is in this blessed hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that that time is going to come. And yes, if we look around us in today's time, it seems that that time has come. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has kept our focus upon the hereafter, whilst many people are turning their focus towards the world and forgetting the hereafter. Yes, we need to live within this world, but we also need to leave this world. Yes, we are going to spend some time and we need to look after our bodily needs within this world. But during this time, it's important that we look after our spiritual needs as well. Yes, we need to earn a living, a livelihood within this world. But at the same time, it is more important that we earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal for the hereafter and not fall into destruction within this world. Yes, we want the love of our family members. We want to please our family members. But let us not forget that it is most important that we please our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the time will come upon the people when the religion of a religious person will not be safe, except if that person runs from one mountain to another mountain, from one cave to another cave. Allahu Akbar, the world will become so difficult that to protect your iman, to protect your good a'mal, to protect your good deeds, you will be in this sort of situation that nowhere is safe for our good deeds. Nowhere is safe for our mindsets as Muslims. Nowhere is safe for our good deeds. Nowhere feels safe for the protection of our iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that at that time, one will not be able to earn a living without displeasing Allah Azza wa Jal. How scary and how dangerous is that time, that when faced with this situation, man will suffer destruction at the hands of his own wife and his own children. Allahu Akbar. Those very people that we love so dearly and love us so dearly, man will suffer destruction at their hands. If he doesn't have a wife and children, then he will suffer destruction at the hands of his parents. And if he does not have parents, then he will suffer destruction at the hands of his relatives and neighbors. The Sahaba Ikram asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam humbly, "O beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how will this happen? How is it that a person is going to suffer destruction at the hands of his own loved ones?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that they will make him feel ashamed of low earnings, and at that time he will go to places of destruction. How often do we see that this world has moved in this direction, that whilst we are trying to earn in order to look after our relatives, but when their needs become very much and they place unnecessary pressure upon, then this very breadwinner goes to what extents in order to please them and in order to fulfill their needs? He overlooks his own purpose, he overlooks his own test. And thus, that very family, those very loved ones can become a means of a person failing in their own test, just because they make him feel ashamed of low income, just because they place high demands. And this is an important lesson for the breadwinners as well as for their family members, that if we love our relatives, we should not place them in such a test, in such a trying situation that makes it likely for them to fail the major test of life, that makes it likely for them to fail the test of the Akhirah, just because they are looking towards pleasing us and giving us what it is that we demand. And it's important for the breadwinners as well to understand that yes, this world is a test. Our earning is a test. How we will earn is a test. We have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to answer for what it is that we've earned throughout our lives. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has further said that a time will come upon people when a man will not care at all about how he earned wealth, whether it is by halal means or by haram means. How sad is the situation of such a person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already guaranteed what it is that we are going to receive. He azza wa jal knows and has placed it in our taqdeer, in our destiny. We are not going to get one morsel less, nor are we going to get one morsel more. It's just a matter of, are we going to be successful in our test by going towards that which is halal, that which is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are we going to choose the means of getting to the same wealth, but via haram means, which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sayyidina Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that on the day of judgment, the wife and the children of a person will become complainants in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will bring complaints in the court of Allah azza wa jal and say, "Oh Lord, oh our Rabb azza wa jal, make this person compensate for our unfulfilled rights." That very wife, those very children, that very family that a person went out of his way so much for, if he has gone out of his way, but in the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, those very people are going to bring a case against him in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will say, "Oh our Rabb, oh our Lord, he has not taught us about religion. He has provided us with haram sustenance whilst we were unaware of this." Allahu Akbar. Such a person's good deeds will be taken and given to his family members. People will come to make demands from such a person that you gave me to eat out of usury. You gave me haram sustenance. You did this to me and you did that to me. He thought that he was sustaining them. He thought that he was looking after them. But unfortunately, due to failing his test in obeying Allah Azza wa Jal regarding his family, due to failing in his test of providing them with halal sustenance, here he is losing his good deeds. Eventually he will say, "Ah, alas, all of those sins that I have committed for your sake, today it is causing me this difficulty." And such a person will then be thrown into Jahannam. And the angels too will say that how unfortunate is such a person whom due to his own family members, he is facing such destruction. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Honorable viewers of Madani Channel, understand that this world is a test. That we have tests within this world that we need to accomplish, that we need to do well in, that we need to succeed in, that we need to pass in. Among the most basic tests is our means of receiving whatever it is that we are going to receive. That understand that when we have the option of halal or we have the option of haram, we are going to get to the same wealth that Allah Azza wa Jal has promised us. We are going to eat the same amount of food that Allah Azza wa Jal has kept for us. We are going to live in the same abode, in the same homes that Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed for us. And we are going to go into the same qubur, the same graves that Allah Azza wa Jal has placed in our taqdeer. If we choose the halal, then we can be successful in this test. And if we choose the haram, then our means to get into that which has already been decreed for us will be a means of earning us the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of judgment, such a person will realize that we all had to go through the test, but unfortunately I have failed. We don't want to be from amongst them. We want to be from amongst those people who went through the test and passed successfully. Remember, everyone writes the same exam. Everybody goes through the same process. Yes, it might slightly differ from person to person, but we are all living within this world. We all have to go through the test and we all have to stand and answer on the day of judgment. And that test of the day of judgment is based on how well we did within this world. Let us work hard to be successful on the day of judgment. That work doesn't start then. That work starts now. These are the tests of this world in preparation for our tests on the day of judgment. May Allah keep us steadfast upon the path of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in earning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Ameen bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.